Hello.
Hey, Gracie, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash.
Hey.
Hi.
We were just talking about you.
Okay, perfect. Are you with your partner now, or?
Yeah, she is on the other line, so hold on just 1 second, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tyler.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So she's on the phone, but she's working right now, so she can hear what we're talking about, but it's really
okay.
Loud where she is, so just so that we can actually get through this. But yeah, we do want to go ahead and do get something set up with you guys.
Okay.
She didn't have a chance to go through the email because lunch was actually really hectic for us. But I discussed with her basically you know, the social media stuff, the keyword search stuff, trying to think if I'm missing anything. Basically, you know, when you Google search us, that you'll have us in like the top, what is it, like the top five or top three or whatever that shows up on there with the map?
Correct, yes. Within the first 2 months, that's why we asked for the 2 month verbal agreement, because that's how long it can
okay.
take for that particular section. But absolutely, that's where you're going to be placed.
Okay. And then I didn't get to talk to her about the all of the social media stuff, about how somebody's going to, I guess, get in touch with us and have a call, and we'll go over, you know, the demographics and where to advertise or what to say or whatever.
That's what you go over with it during the client interview. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Is there anything that I missed?
No, you pretty much hit the nail directly on the head there.
Okay. So just to kind of go over, I know, Jennifer, you can hear me, but you can't really say anything right now. But so the annual package, so you can do it in multiples. Like, you don't have to do it month by month. Is that what this is? Because it says annual packages. So it says month-to-month pricing is $299 with no contract. And then the annual packages. So if you do an annual package, is there a contract with that?
Yes, so if you do an annual package, there's a 3 month. It would cover you for, say you did it for 3 months. It would cover you for 3 months. So you wouldn't be
okay,
charged until for three.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be 700.
Okay.
It would be a total of 700, and then it would have the one time setup fee of the $99. But it would only be the one time setup fee, and then after the 3 month agreement, or after the 3 months is up, then it would renew back into the it would renew back down to the $299 discounted rate.
Okay, so
if you decided to keep moving forward with the services, of course.
Right. So once you like you said, it's the one time, you know, setup fee, so you don't have to, like, if you renew, you don't have to do it again, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the 6 months, let me understand, like, let's say that we were to do a 6 month contract.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, we were to just say, you know, hey, this isn't working for us. We're already paid, but I mean, obviously we probably wouldn't get our money back, I wouldn't think, because it's, you know, a contractual agreement, but can we opt out if we just decide that, like, you know what, something happens and we've got to move to like CG or something. So we're
Absolutely.
Not going to be in business anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. You'd be able to opt out at any point in time. Yeah.
Okay. And then as far as like customer service, I guess, is there somebody like that we can get in touch with? Like, let's say that, I don't know, somebody calls us and says, hey, you know, I'm trying to look up, you know, your stuff on Google, but for some reason it's not showing up, or when I click the Google link to it, something's going on. Is there something that we can call? Like, you guys have any type of
that's a great question. So we do have a full client support team that's actually dedicated to your account, where I give you their phone number and I also give you my phone number as well. But client support,
okay.
They'll always be there to answer your phone call, to answer any questions that you may have for them, or adjust anything on the account. They're always there 100% of the time for you.
Okay. Okay, is that like a 24-hour thing, or are you guys West Coast, it looks like, maybe?
Yeah, we're West Coast Pacific time, but it is 24 hours. It is 24 hours.
Oh, okay, that's nice. That's really nice, actually. COVID has amazingly knocked a lot of services to, like, 8 to 5, and it's just like that's not convenient for people who work.
Exactly,
so,
I hear
it's
you.
It's nice when there's actually people that are, you know, 24-7. Okay, and then how does the, like, the payments and stuff go? How does that work out?
So it is, so if you did on a month per month, if you did on a month per month basis, the pricing is offered to you month per month. So today, if you did the month, if you did the monthly, remember, as I quoted you, it'd be $398.
Uh-huh.
So after that, it'd be $299, and it would be locked in at that discounted rate. If, say, you did the three-month term, for example, then obviously we would pay the upfront the $700 with the 99. So it'd be $799 today. After the 3 months is up, it would renew back to, on the fourth month moving forward, it would renew back into the $299 discounted rate. But when if you did renew, the setup fee would not be the setup fee would be waived if you renew.
Okay, got it. So, do you do any kind of, like, promotion if you sign for, like, a year or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, what do you mean, promotions, like, if you sign for a year?
I know that you already give, like, I already know you're giving up the 50% discount, but I didn't know if you guys, like, have, like, a 1 year, like, you know, something like 75% off type thing or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, normally when you do the $299, if you times that by like 12 months, for example, that would come out to be like around $3,600. So, the annual packages that you see, those are already the discounted rates.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jennifer had any questions or if they're really planned.
Yeah,
yeah,
I kind of just...
Okay, go ahead.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, thanks. Hey, I was just curious, would this only be for one specific name or one specific company? Say if we had two. This advertisement, can it be for anything? Or does
it have to be
for that one thing?
So there does have to be... It's the category that we have for landscape and design, so this is the category that we are filling. But if you did have another company that you wanted to sign up, I would be able to do that for you at a discounted rate. It's called a multi-location discount. But if you wanted to do that, it would be a small fee on top of the if you wanted to sign up another business.
Okay.
But I'd be able to get you at a nice rate. Just put it that way.
Okay. Well, because we have multiple things that we do so that I guess, you know, basically for tax purposes, like contracting out for certain services. However, Jennifer has a part of – she has her own business that basically, you know, tax-wise we contract out with because it's, you know, a separate entity and it's not really under, like, landscaping. Like, if you do, like, a tree service or something, that's not a service that we technically offer. However, her and another gentleman, they do that. And so we can, you know, legally contract out to her company when we have people who need that service, you know, done. Mm. So that's kind of where I think she was getting at with that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We can help you. We can help with that. Definitely, Jennifer, we can help her with that. If she ever wants to get it signed up, we can definitely do that for her.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to, I don't know why we didn't even discuss that earlier, but that's something we'll have to probably take into consideration as well.
Absolutely.
So, let me see. Okay, so how does, like, do you like, what, like an ACH pull, or is it like debit, or credit card, or how does that work?
So we accept all major credit cards, debit or credit cards, obviously. So Visa, Master, Discover, American Express, of course. And then it is automatic billing. So the pricing is offered to you on a month per month basis, regardless the 2 month verbal agreement. So each and every month it would be after the first month, of course, it would be $299 on the 27th of each oncoming month.
Okay. And can we, is that date, like, tangible? Like, can, after we've paid it for, like, the first month or something, can we, like, pick a different day, or is that not?
normally, I've never been asked that question the whole 9 years I've been here, but, I'm sure that you can, you know, I'm sure that you can change that date. Just ask my technicians, if there'd be anything
okay.
that they'd be able to do, obviously, to, make it more accommodable, well, to make it more easier, for you to obviously make the payment. So let them know what
okay.
date you wanted to change that to, change that to, and then I'm sure that we
okay.
can help you out with that.
Okay, yeah, just because we try to keep everything, like, relatively around, like, the same time with things, so it makes it a little bit easier to, you know, remember, okay, hey, it's, you know, the 15th of the month, so that means you got to sit down and, you know, pay all the bills. So we just have, we tend to go, like, a million miles an hour in both our personal and work lives, so it's like, I think for our mortgage this month, we thought that it was still March and it was April. And we realized, like, a week after our mortgage was due. So we were like, oh, my God. Because we both, I mean, we've been talking about, you know, April, and then it was April. We didn't even realize it. So,
yeah,
that tends to happen with us. So we try to keep everything kind of around the same time so that it's a little bit easier to, you know, well, I guess it's harder
keep
to forget when it's like.
Keep track of everything,
yeah.
Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah,
of course, so, yeah. So I'll definitely put a little side note in here to let them know that you want a date change, obviously, in the near future here, obviously, to make it more easier for you to keep track of all the payments. So absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let me see. Okay, Jennifer, did you have any more questions?
Sorry, hello. I'm with Sandy. I am so sorry. I don't have any more questions, so I'm listening. And thank you for your time, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jennifer.
Okay,
it was a pleasure speaking with you as well.
It was a pleasure speaking with you too. Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, mm-hmm. I'll call you back in just a little bit when
okay.
everything wrapped up, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so let me see. Because we just got new stuff set up, so I'm trying to get everything over.
Okay.
1 second. I was actually on the center of my morning on the phone with the bank today, so.
Yeah, take your time.
we switched to a different bank, the bank that I've actually been with my like entire life,
mm-hmm.
was handling all of our business stuff, and we just were not happy with them. Like, they were just, I don't know, it wasn't. Something changed in the last couple of years, and so we decided to take our business elsewhere. So we're trying to make sure that everything is lined up, and I'm trying to see if everything's online right now. So give me just 1 second.
Yeah, of course.
We were having issues earlier with that, because yeah, I don't have my card yet. I have the number and everything like that. They went and gave me the number because I told them I have what's going on, and so I'm trying to make sure that everything is working. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I think that, let me get back to my email real quick. I think that we would probably do this 6 months. Yeah. I think we'll do the 6 months, the 1200. Yeah. So that would
okay.
be like, what, 13, well, 1299, I think.
Correct, yes. With the ones, and then, yes, and that will cover you for a 6 month term.
Okay. Mm. App is not wanting to open for me. Okay.
Gracie, while we wait for that, what I would have to do here, just to verify that
mm-hmm.
we have everything accurate here on the front end, I would just have to verify some business information to make sure that we have everything
okay.
accurate here. Okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, for the front page of Google, they're normally going to only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that I reached
okay.
one today at 865-766-1821, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located.
Oh, okay.
I found the address
right.
listed for you as 313 B East Grace Drive, excuse me, Unit
yeah.
B. Is that a business location, store run, or is it a home?
It's residential, so we work out of the house.
Okay, so if it's a residential home-based business, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they don't know directions exactly to where you live, of course.
Okay.
And now to verify the zip code out there, I found it as 29505. That's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Gracie, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Mellor. It's M-E-L-L-O-R.
So you said M-E-L-L-O-R?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just making sure I heard that correctly. And then and then you wanted to use the what would be the best email address that you would like us to use for you? Would it be the personal one that you have, or would it be the one that okay. All righty, let me go ahead and change that. Give me a moment. And that would be the GraceNJ1226. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then what are your hours of operation? How would you like them shown?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Okay, and are you closed on Saturdays and Sundays?
On Saturdays, we're open until 2.
8 to 2 on Saturdays. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
And then closed on Sundays.
Wonderful. Alrighty. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
We can accept credit card. We don't accept checks. Cash, Cash App, Venmo, Square, I'm not missing one. I think Clover, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, perfect. And you do not accept checks. Perfect. All righty. And then
no.
now, did you have any other forms?
We don't accept cashier's checks either. We had an incident with that.
All righty.
I didn't even know you could forge cashier's checks, but apparently you can.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had no idea about that either. Okay, all righty.
Yeah, we got hit like $2,700.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, all righty. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, if you don't accept checks or cashier's checks, that's not something that we're going to promote for you. Now, also, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business? Like, did you have like Facebook, Instagram, any other social media out there?
No, and that's kind of one of the things that we're going to probably need to get set up with whoever the tech people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But no, we just have the website.
Okay, all righty. And then also, Grace, if we had to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Probably either a phone call or a text message.
A phone call or text message. Okay. And then, Gracie, I do apologize, but do you go by Grace? Is it Grace or Gracie? I know the name says Gracie.
Gracie.
But, okay, I just want to make sure I have that correctly because we do send you over everything in writing. Okay, and then, okay, perfect. And then also what I'm going to do right now is send you over that, the two forms of contact. Like I said, you're going to get client support's number and you're also going to get my phone number. You'll notice my phone number is at the very bottom of the email. Client support's number is at the very top. All right, so give me a sec. Okay, perfect. I just sent that off to you right now to the GraceNJ1226 email, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. And then the last thing that we would need to do here, Gracie, in order to for us to secure the listing and actually be able to start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the six-month term, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the business?
It's going to be debit.
A debit. Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it have just one or the other?
It just has mine on it, and it has my first spell. I am Laura Grace is my legal name, so that's what it has on it.
It says Laura Grace?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All righty. We'll still call you Gracie, but just for the account purposes.
That's fine.
All righty, and then
yeah, it gets confusing. Gracie on Grace Drive, and yeah, it's a little bit much.
All right, Okay. All righty, Grace. And then now the you said you're going to be using it, and it reads Laura G. Meller on it.
Uh huh.
Okay. And then the card, normally it has a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, take your time.
I think I'm lucky because I wrote it down. I don't know why it's not. It doesn't want to start for me. Okay. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, it's 5152.
Okay.
6000. 0150.
Okay.
1354.
1354. And the expiration month and year?
Is 426.
And the CVC that's on the back?
562.
Yeah. 562. Okay, now is that card connected to the 313B East Grace Drive Street? Or the East
no,
Grace Drive
it's
address?
A different, no, it's a different zip code. It's 37919 is the zip code on that.
37919. And what's the city? Is it still in Florence?
No, that's Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, and what's the address?
4204.
Mm-hmm.
Talaluna. Let me spell that out for you. It's T-A-L-I-L-U-N-A Avenue.
Okay. So let me make sure I have that correctly. I have 4202 Taluna, so it's T-A-L-I-O-U-N-A Avenue in Knoxville, Tennessee.
No. Let's start over. It's 4204, like 420 and then a 4.
Yes, I have that. Okay, and then after?
T-A-L-I-L.
Oh, I-L, okay.
Yeah.
To Lil. Okay. Okay. So it's,
yeah.
Gotcha. So T-A-L-I-L-U-N Avenue.
Yep.
Okay. And that's 37919?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. And then also we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure I do have it accurate. So I do have a MasterCard,
okay,
since it does start with a 5152-6000-0150-1354.
Yep.
And I have 4 April of 2026. And 562?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, the card is coded out, but what I'm going to be doing right now is going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Grace's Landscape and Design.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Laura Grace Miller, and I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into the segment on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls you may receive phone calls from vendors unrelated to our company, Local Splash, but would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account, set up, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be April 27, 2022.
Okay.
It'll be charged in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $1,299 for the six-month term. Now, when the six-month term is completed, your agreement would automatically renew the following month, but it would renew that in the discounted amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, I am give me 2 more seconds here. I'm putting together your package right now, but what I have to do is also set you up for your client interview. So give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Okay, and then while I'm doing this right now, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview, okay? So give me a moment here while I pull up their calendar. So I got it open right now, and it looks like, save that. Okay. Now, we are all booked out for the rest of the day here, but Gracie, I can get you in tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, I'm not sure what your schedule looks like, but I know right now it's around 2:39, so I can get you in tomorrow. How does 11 a.m. sound tomorrow?
I think that's fine. I'm actually driving back to Tennessee today. My son has calmed, so as far as I know, that should be okay. He hasn't mentioned that we have anything to do, so I think that'll work.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and program you into their calendar right now to get a call tomorrow at 11 on the 28th. And then so you have a reminder of it. I'm going to send you over an email that way, of the calendar invite, that way you have it for your records as well. So give me a moment here. And then just to kind of verify, I clarify on every single one, they're going to be contacting you on this number that we're on, 865-766-1821.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on just 1 second, okay?
Yeah, I'll hold.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I was the garbage people trying to get a waste pickup scheduled. God, Jesus. I can think right there. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Definitely okay.
I saw something crawl, like, slither over my foot and...
Okay. Oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
And it's definitely
what I was expecting.
Not at all. Not at all. All right. Just putting up the finishing touches on it right now, and then I'm going to have the finance run. And then you are going to be getting an invoice showing you that $12.99 came out of your account.
Okay. Come here.
All right.
Just get out of the flowers. Get out. Out. Come on. Get out. Zoo. Out of the flowers.
All right, sorry about that. I appreciate your patience, Gracie. I had to get my boss to override the system for the 6-month term. So he's overriding it right now, and then, like I said, I'll let you know as soon as it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just stay out of my phone. Well, what you want to get these flowers so bad for is Zeus, stay out of them. Hey. you're perfectly fine. Do not go in there, Zeus.
Okay, now I just, I did have, they were trying to run it and it came back and said insufficient funds. Yeah, that's what I just got, back from my finance team.
Okay, because we just have to wire all of the money from our account, our old account to this new bank. So let me, can you hold on while I call them? Because this is one of the things that we were dealing with this morning. We're trying to figure everything.
Yeah, of course. If you need to, put me on hold and give them a phone call, that's completely fine.
Yeah, let me hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, let's see. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so here's what they just explained to me. So apparently the wire transfer has to go through the Fed, which I was not aware of, and it should hit by 5 o'clock. So all of our funds that we transferred from our other account went through there, and
okay.
She said, so she was like, well, when did you do it? And I said, well, we did it this morning. It was like, oh, like 9 or 10 o'clock. She said, okay, it should be there by 5 o'clock.
Okay.
It's usually the same day that it'll hit. So, 5 o'clock my time. Are you still, that's what, 2 o'clock your
time?
That's
2 o'clock, right? Yeah, it's 2 o'clock our time, yes. So I'll still be in the
okay.
office. I'm here till 4 Pacific Standard Time, 7 to 4
okay.
Monday through Friday.
Okay, so can we try to do it then? Because that's why I asked. I said, so is there a reason like that it would be like, I mean, a different day or anything like that? Because, you know, when I called them earlier today, you know, we did everything on the, you know, I was on the line with the lady. My attorney was on the phone. And she said, no, she said, as long as it was done this morning, she said that everything should be there and available by 5 o'clock. And I was like, okay, I said, because I got some business stuff going on right now. And the lady told me earlier that this was going to all be transitioned over by now. So she said, yes. She said, it's usually the same day. So if we can try back at 5 o'clock my time, which is like in 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
And then she said that everything should be there by then. I guess
yeah.
it's a cutoff or something that the feds have to do it, but... anyways, yeah, and I'm sorry, the lady that I talked to earlier did not mention that. I just asked her specifically, like, am I going to be able to do business, like, today? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's usually pretty fast, and to me, pretty fast is, like, 10 minutes, but I guess, I can't, okay. to them, pretty fast is, like, the same day. So,
I hear you. Okay.
Is that, I mean, I hope that's not an imposition at all.
No, not at all. I mean, it's all right. So what I'll do here is I'll put a hold on the listing, and then I'll have my
okay.
finance team run they're going to run the payment at 5 o'clock today. And then, like I said, I will
okay.
give you a call and let you know when it goes through and welcome you aboard and provide you with
okay.
your username and your password. Okay. That way you
okay.
can get in
and
your
I'm
client.
I'm so
dashboard.
Sorry. I had no idea that, I wouldn't have put you through all that if I had any idea that they were going to do that.
Oh, no, definitely okay. It's definitely okay. It's definitely, you had no idea. So it's definitely okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
But I do want to ask, I mean, did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify just in the meantime?
No, not that I can think of. Oh, you were saying something about a client dashboard. So is all of this stuff, is there like a way to manage our accounts online or something? I guess, how does that work?
Yeah, so basically there's a way for you to go in. You can log into your account and track all of the analytics that we're doing for you. That way everything's completely transparent.
Okay.
You can see visits that you're getting to the website, people that are clicking on your account,
okay.
the total amount of phone calls that we bring you. If a client chooses
okay.
to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about the review and it goes live, but it also gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. And it has all the features, it has all of the Google Analytics for you to see everything that we're doing for you. Like I said, so everything's
okay.
completely transparent.
Awesome. That's nice. Okay. Yeah, because something we do with Angie's List, I had to have them like email me a list of the people that they said that we took leads on because you couldn't find it anywhere. So that makes things really smart. Okay. I think that is. I'm sure there's maybe some stuff that I think of later on. I'm just my brain's like firing right now. So if I do, I will just shoot you an email if that's okay. Or do you text messaging or how? What's your?
You can get a hold of me via text message or via email. You know, I respond to both of them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think, and then I'll also have a chance to talk to Jennifer here in just a little bit, and I'll see if she has any questions or anything that came to mind after the fact.
Okay, and keep in mind, I did set you up for the client interview tomorrow at 11.
Yes.
So that's still in place
yes.
right now. That can change if the payment doesn't go through at 5 o'clock. But like I said, it sounds like everything's going to work out at that time. So, for the time being, it is still set tomorrow for you at 11 a.m. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. I've never done like wire transfers before, and this is like a first time thing. So.
Oh, like I said, it's definitely okay, Grace. It's not a problem.
Okay, awesome. And I will hear back from you shortly after 5 o'clock then, right?
Yeah, I'll be giving you a call at like maybe 5:05, 5:10 or so.
Okay. Awesome. That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Tyler. I appreciate
everything. All right,
Gracie.
Likewise, I appreciate your time as well, and we'll speak here in a few hours.
All right, sounds good. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.